Did you get to listen to the previous episode where we broke down the 12 dimensions of your personal vision? If you did, perfect. You will definitely get to integrate what you've been discovering and what you've discovered from that coaching session as you craft or revisit your business vision through this episode. So if you need the link, check on the show notes or the caption, okay? So hi, my name is Hasif Harido Braganza. If this is the first time you and I are meeting each other, it's such a privilege having to feel your energy, and I'm always delighted to meet new acquaintances. Drop me a note on social. It's all Hasif Harido. Share this with a friend and let me know you tuned in. This is your Ambitious Tribe podcast, where we talk about work-life integration and having to live your rich life, creating impact as a wealthy coach, consultant, and service-driven entrepreneur. So we will delve into the powerful process of integrating your personal vision and values into your business, okay? All right, so let's dive in straight to the meat and potatoes of this episode. If you have a pen and paper with you, amazing. Go ahead and take notes. If you're listening while you're having a good morning sun or sunset walk, may this session give you clarity and start or end the day strong. Of course, feel free to listen to this episode many times over, as this session is meant to coach you as you build, grow, and scale your business as usual. Alrighty, let's go. Business vision. Big words, aren't they? Sounds too serious. Do you really need to have that? If you're starting out in your business, you're on the right episode, because this is definitely going to accelerate and support you as you strategize your next steps. If you're already midway or scaling already, this would give you a good way to revisit those goals, align with your efforts, and think about the trajectory of their business that you're actually designing. So let's first understand why it's crucial to have a separate vision from your business. A vision statement acts as a guiding light, a destination that defines the purpose and direction of your company and organization. When it comes to your personal, it's actually your northern star, right? So this is your guiding light and this is your northern star, interconnected, okay? It basically serves as a roadmap outlining what you aspire to achieve in the long term. So your business vision has the specifics in place. These are the goals for what your business will be in the future. Hence, this is a way of you designing the key elements of what your business success looks like to you. Now, the question is, do you already know that? Or are you just looking at the now, the current situation? Now, the reason why I would love to talk about this and I decided to turn it into a podcast episode is because most often I see entrepreneurs on the go-go mode. They end up burnt out because they're always chasing for the next level income rather than knowing what the big picture is and why they do what they do and how is it going to affect their lives. Now, no wonder you are exhausted, my friend. You're always tired, you're always grinding, you're always hustling instead of having that breathable schedule. Now, stop romanticizing being in the struggle. You can choose not to be in that struggling mode. You can choose not to struggle anymore, because that ain't sexy either. So my friend, let's break the income ceiling as the byproduct of what you put out there and how you'd be able to orchestrate ideas into implementations, right? You also need to learn contentment. And then this is where up-leveling comes in, okay? So yes, as I shared earlier, defining your business vision will guide you to have that sense of purpose and direction. I know that's why you have this business, right? You want to step out of the feast and famine and stop being strapped on your desk 24/7 days. Now, when it comes to personal vision and your values, because these are your foundation, right? This is how you'd be able to build your business. It really is important that you have your personal vision and values in place. They represent your unique brilliance, your aspirations, your beliefs, your principles. That's why before there's business, there's you. Right? So by understanding and embracing these elements, you can infuse your business with authenticity, passion, and of course, meaning. All without the exhaust, all without the feeling of burning out or always chasing just to get or settle the bills. None of those anymore. Okay, so what are we gonna do? Step one. Okay, so step one is for you to reflect and have that self-discovery. Let's start with your why, shall we? Why is your business important? Why should you run this business anyway? And then let's dig into the what. What is the purpose of this business you're operating, you're running, you're developing and scaling? What solution does it actually provide? What does it aim to achieve in the next 3 to 5 years? Then who? Who do you think will benefit most from this endeavor you're creating? And who is it really meant to be for? Asking these questions is a great starting point for you to realize why you do what you do and how you'll be doing it. Because soon as you know the how and then the what, then the how will present in itself. The vision outlines the goals and aspirations of your business. And these aren't just words you put on paper just because you need to have those in place, but rather these are things that matter to you, the people you serve, those who'll be journeying with you, and the legacy you wish for it to uphold. Take this exercise seriously. So give it a thought, all right? Okay, next is step two, identifying the commonalities and overlapping themes. Now, look at the commonalities between your personal vision and the purpose of your business. Again, if you haven't gone through the episode prior to this, it'll be a great compliment in order for you to progress with the help of this episode. So this exercise will help you identify the natural intersection between your personal business and your business aspiration. So yes, they do make sense and they do go hand in hand. So think about how your business can contribute to your personal vision and how it aligns with your values. So capture this essence in a concise, inspiring, and future-oriented statement. If you don't have a vision just yet or would like to revisit that, now is your chance to really think about it or have a good pulse check if the vision really is what drives you to make things happen. Because chances are, if you think and feel as if you've been running around like a headless chicken, it's time for you to dive into the vision seriously, okay? So step three, how do you actually write your business vision? Now, we'll get into that in a bit, but let me share with you some examples as references I've gathered. So first, create economic opportunity for every member of the global workforce, LinkedIn. To accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy, Tesla. To make women of color, especially Filipinos, live with their economic power and within their own terms, drive ambition, serve love, my business. Now, let me remind you that when I wrote that vision, the sentences may have changed along the way as I also evolved in the process. But together with my business, the vision is still the same. The entirety of the vision is still the same. Women being their wealthiest selves get to live their rich life and within their own terms. So keep it short, keep it tight, okay? So now it's your turn. Let me know what you put up with and then share it with me over socials, okay? I would really love to know what it is and let me help you. So let's write and revisit yours. Ask yourself these questions as honest and passionate as possible. Let me guide you with some prompts to keep your thoughts flowing. So there are 5 questions. First, what is it that infuriates or angers you the most? You felt the strongest urge to turn your genius into a business. Number 2, what is the purpose of the business to you and those whom you serve? Next, why is it important, not just to you, but most importantly, those whom you're serving this to? And then number 4, why do you want the business to achieve? What do you want the business to achieve and be remembered for? Number 5, why do you want the business to look like this in the next 3 to 5 years or probably 10? Once you've got these answers in place, you may now restructure your sentences. Remember, it should reflect 3 things: purpose, importance, and of course, the big picture achievement. Once you've crafted your vision statement, it's essential to communicate it effectively to your team. to your stakeholders, and of course, more importantly, your customers or your clients. That's why I'm sharing this with you, which leads to step number four, share your vision with clarity, enthusiasm, and authenticity, inspiring others to align themselves with your purpose. And this is mine. I strongly believe when wealth is in the hands of good, happy women with integrity, nothing bad happens in society. You can design your rich life and have it all through entrepreneurship. So congratulations, by integrating your personal vision and your values into your business vision, you have set the stage for an extraordinary entrepreneurial journey. Remember, a powerful vision statement serves as your North Star and your guiding light, igniting passion and propelling you forward towards success and, of course, with purpose. In your next episode, we'll be talking about setting your big, hairy, audacious goals, setting implementation and plans in place, your OKRs and your KPIs to set your business up for success with mastery. So again, my friend, don't forget to share with me over social media what you came up with. We can definitely process it through together. And also, if you're pulled in to work with me, I've opened slots to my high-level mentorship mastermind where we set intention and converse way beyond where should I have my next client coming from. Or, of course, Fire Profile Biz Accelerator is still open for those who want to build, grow, and scale using group coaching with high-integrity clients. Or if this is the first time that you are going to be creating your course or your program, still let me know. I have something for you. So thank you for tuning in to this episode. Subscribe and leave a review if you haven't yet. Join us next time as we continue to explore topics that empower and transform your entrepreneurial mindset and scale your way to seven-figure dollars, or maybe even eight. Until next time.